Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So I've decided to repaint the inside of my house because it's been a while. You know, every couple of years, you know, you should repaint your house because, you know, you get tired of the same looking walls and everything like that. So I've decided to repaint my house. Well, I got to tell you, I'm not the neatest of painters. Like, I tend to, you know, brush up against stuff that's still wet, you know, things like that. Yeah. Well, yesterday I was super tired because I managed to paint the hallways.
You're doing it yourself?
Yeah.
Aren't you sore?
I am. But you know what? The other thing is, it gives you really good muscles. It really does.
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's worth the soreness.
It is. It's totally worth it because basically
that's why I've been putting off painting my living room. Because when we first painted it, it was like I went with red.
Wow. You
know, I know.
Weak. It's sexy.
Sup. but, you know, I want to go with a chocolate brown type of color now.
Oi.
But I keep putting it off because I remember the last time how sore I was.
Yeah.
And I was a lot younger.
Oh, I know. I was a lot younger, too, because I did not realize this, but I have been in my house for almost 20 years.
Wow.
I know. I was cleaning out some stuff.
Wow.
And I saw some.
I don't math very well. How many ex-husbands is that?
That was only two husbands have lived
okay.
in that house.
All right. See, that I can relate
yeah,
to.
Yeah, only two husbands have lived in that house. So, so yesterday, I'm like, you know, really tired. I've cleaned up everything. I'm like, I am not cooking. We are eating pizza.
Oh.
You know, I mean, when I fall off the good wife cooking wagon.
Yeah, well, at least
I fall
wasn't
hard.
Cheetos again.
I know, right?
At least you ordered out.
A crappy little sandwich and some Cheetos. I know.
Or did you DiGiorno it?
No, I did not DiGiorno
it. You ordered
it.
Out.
No, I went and picked up a Little Caesars. Are you kidding? They order pizza? That's like $25. I can go to Little Caesar and get me a $5.41 pizza.
Right?
And we're good.
Yeah, or
and
if
then,
you really want to splurge, the $6 pizza.
I know, right? No. There's no splurging here.
No?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the $5
no
pizza.
No room for that.
No, there's not.
Okay. Payday's not till Friday.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. Hey, you know, we're right here, man. We're right here, you and me. And so, yeah. So I walk into Little Caesars yesterday, and this lady behind me says, you have the coolest tattoo. And I was like, I don't have a tattoo. And she goes, no, that the white thing on the back of your arm.
That is so cool.
It's so cool. I was like, and I look and I'm like, it's not a tattoo. I was like, that's me being clueless about, you know, brushing up against some wet paint. And she goes, oh, and she goes, I was going to ask you where you got it done. It's so cool. I was like, oh, Lord. I
wish
swear.
You would have taken a photo of it.
No, how
I'd
embarrassing.
I'd love to see what it resembled to her.
You know, I
because I bet you it's like clouds. Ooh, Mickey Mouse. Oh, look, it's a doggy.
Right?
I would love to have known what it resembled to her. Like what she thought it was.
She thought it
like, was
a
like Chinese thing or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, no, she thought it was a Harry Potter thunderbolt. I was like, oh my God.
I love that.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. I said, it's just, I wish I could be that cool. Alas, I am not.
Oh.
It's just paint. I was like. And everybody in Little Caesars on Viscount proceeded to giggle ridiculously. They could not get over themselves. They were like, dude, you brushed up against the paint. You didn't even know? Oh, Lord.
Man.
Here's the other thing you
missed
need to know.
Missed opportunity, Trisha.
Right? I know.
You could have made some bank off that clueless lady.
I know, right? Here's something else you need to know. When you get that big of a swath of paint on you, it pulls out all the hair when you take it off.
Ouch.
Yeah, because it's on a hairy part of your arm.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, next thing you know, you're trying to like, you know, scrub it off, and it pulls hair uh-huh. out from the root.
Hey, well, let's look at that. Let's see if it looks like a Harry Potter
No,
bowl.
I'm not that hairy. Good heavens. For gosh sakes.
You're not a kiwi fruit?
No, I am not
okay.
a kiwi fruit.
I am.
I know you are. No, dude, you're way past kiwi, man. Way past kiwi.
I've done ventured into the Sasquatch zone. Totally is that what you're saying?
You have. Totally.
Ah. It's Mike and Trisha Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Happy Thursday.
Woo! KISS FM.
And now it's time for
three things you need to know
this morning.
One, two, three.
Okay, the first thing you need to know is some terribly sad news out of KVIA. Yesterday, Estela Casas announced that she has bilateral breast cancer. She found it because she had gotten a tetanus shot, and the tetanus shot had gotten inflamed and had created a bump on her arm.
Okay.
And so she went to the doctor, and that's when they found the diagnosis.
Here's a portion of the tearful statement that she made on air.
I have bilateral breast cancer. Tomorrow, I begin my cancer journey. I will be administered the first round of chemotherapy. I will be taking some time off, a few days a month, to fight the good fight like so many other women in our community. I have a strong and compassionate team of family, friends, doctors, bosses, and co-workers who will be with me on this cancer journey. But more importantly, I have turned it over to God, and I would greatly appreciate your prayers.
But Asita, bless her heart.
Yeah.
You know, she had thyroid cancer a couple of years back.
That's right.
Yeah, and she had to get her thyroid removed.
That's
and then
right.
She underwent treatment for that as well.
Yeah.
So bless her heart. My God, we are so praying for Estela. The other thing you need to know about is Amazon is looking for a place to put a second headquarters. And the city of El Paso, thank God, is at least jumping all over this.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're like, hey, we got a big airport.
Yeah.
We got a lot of space.
Right, right.
We've got great weather.
Yeah.
We've got a workforce. 50,000 jobs could be coming to El Paso because of it.
Hey, and let's not forget, we got a lot of historical buildings that we can tear down.
Well, yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
So the city is working with, I can't remember who they're working with, but the city is at least jumping on this,
okay. You
know, because the thing is that people are going, oh, come on, it's Amazon. Here's the thing. What they're looking for is exactly what we got. They need some place that the weather isn't going to screw up their, you know, ability to take, to, you know, get stuff out.
Right.
They're looking for a big workforce.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a place where it's not hugely expensive to move to.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, we kind of got all of it. So hopefully, keep your fingers crossed. This would be a big boon because that's the kind of thing we need to jumpstart other businesses coming to El Paso.
And we got a lot of land.
We do.
And a lot of historical buildings on them that we can tear down. Sorry, that joke was so good I had to use
it
twice.
You had to use it twice. And then the last thing you need to know about is yesterday the Democrats said, hey, we sat down with Donald Trump and we've figured out a framework of how to take care of Dreamers so that they don't get deported.
Uh-huh.
And then this morning Donald Trump was like, there ain't no deal. There's no deal going on here. And he tweeted that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he tweeted some other stuff where he said, do we really want to get rid of all these people who came to this country by no fault of their own?
Yeah.
They're working in the military. They're educated.
Right.
You know, they've been here all their lives. It's kind of like, dude, did the meds kick in?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so on one hand,
right.
early this morning, he was like, there's no deal.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally 5 minutes later, he's tweeting, do we really want to get rid of these good people?
Maybe there is no deal in place, but there might be a deal in place.
He's saying there's absolutely no deal in place.
Huh.
But then he's tweeting way in support of the Dreamers.
Well, but originally, though, didn't he give them a chance to come up with something? Like, isn't that what he said when he signed a thing?
Yeah, he said, you guys have 6 months.
He's giving himself some wiggle room is what I think is going on here.
Well,
because he probably wants something from the Democrats.
He does.
Because he needs a victory
he
bad.
He does, something.
So I think he's giving himself some wiggle room.
Well, a lot of people, the conventional wisdom is that he's willing to hack off his base a little bit in order to get anything,
right.
Especially something that not even President Obama could do,
which
is figure out a way to take care of all of these kids who got brought here,
right.
You know, without their knowledge, you know, and brought here illegally. So he could see this as a huge victory for himself.
I don't know, man. It might be, you know, his way of getting the wall.
Well,
I think that would be the huge victory. That way he can hack off his core a little bit,
right.
But then it's like, hey, guys, I got you the wall.
Right.
Told you.
Yeah, and he's tweeting some other stuff about that, too. I'll tell you some more in the news.
All right, then. There you go. Three things you need to know. Three things people are talking about. Kiss FM. That's why we're starting Christmas early, baby.
Woohoo!
Weather's starting to cool down.
Mm-hmm.
from yesterday.
Golly, Moses. It was 99 degrees at my house.
Yeah, yeah. Well, today we're only expecting highs around 97.
Oh,
you
wow.
See, I told you.
I'm going to need
a
sweater.
You, it's starting to cool down. It's starting to feel a lot like Christmas. So we'll be giving away a whole bunch of prizes, Christmas presents, if
right?
you will. We'll start today with, well, we've started all week, but we'll start, how about right now,
okay.
for this morning,
okay.
with tickets to the Broadway musical Beautiful. It's the story of Carole King. Linda, I hope you're familiar with Carole King music.
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
Good, good. I loves me the Carole
mm-hmm.
King. I'm showing my age, I know, but I loves me the Carole King. Do
yes.
you have a favorite Carole King song?
No, no. You know, I always think of Tapestry as the album, but no, I don't have a favorite. Yeah. They're all good.
Oh man, you
yeah,
know,
Tapestry.
I'm gonna have to go with So Far Away.
Oh, I love that song.
I just love So
yes.
Far Away. So I hope you're also familiar with Christmas carols. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Do you have a favorite one of those?
Oh, that bell thing, the silver bells.
Oh, that's
bells.
Right.
Silver
yes,
bells.
It's Christmas
it.
Time in the city.
Yeah.
Well, look, we have tickets to Beautiful, but you have to figure out, and there's three of them. There's three, yeah. a couple of seconds long snippets of songs. It's either
okay.
a Carole King song or a Christmas carol. You
okay.
decide if it's Carole King or Carol
mm-hmm.
Christmas.
Okay, okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
First up, here you go, Linda. Carole King or Carol Christmas?
Carol Christmas.
Carol Christmas is correct.
Nice.
Here's your second one. Carole King or Carol Christmas?
I don't know. I feel the earth move. I say Carole King.
Good for you, girl, feeling that earth move. Get your swerve on. Okay, and here's your final one. Huh? Carole King or Carol Christmas?
Well, today is one fine day. I say Carole King.
Yeah, look,
look
at you.
Look at you, girl.
Look at you.
She knows all about
and
Carole
the
King.
The way she worked in those song titles like a boss.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Linda. Wednesday
Thank
night,
you.
7:30 at the Plaza. You're there, girlfriend.
Woo.
I am.
Thank you for listening.
Hold
Appreciate
on, Linda.
It. And Merry Christmas, Linda.
Kiss FM.
The National Toy Hall of Fame has announced its pick for
oh.
this year's induction.
Okay.
And one of them is sand.
Sand?
Sand.
Oh, nice. It'll go along with the stick that they did a couple of years ago.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not the first time that they've inducted, you know, some kind of generic object.
I think that's great. Kids love sand.
The stick was back in 2008, I believe. The ball got in one year later. The cardboard box was inducted back in 2005.
That's a classic.
I guess you could say, generic item that you used to play with a lot when you were a kid? Nothing that you would consider a toy.
Yeah.
Along the lines of, you know, sand and a box.
Right. I used to play with pots and pans a lot. I really did. I would go into my mom's kitchen
mm-hmm.
and would just pull stuff out and just sit on the floor in the kitchen.
And you would pretend that you were cooking, or you pretend that you were a drummer, or what?
Yes. All of the above. Bingo. Whatever I was feeling that day.
I was a towel kind of guy.
Oh, the towel.
Yes, of course, man.
Yeah.
It made for a great cape.
No. Long hair.
Yeah. I never
yes.
tried the long hair thing.
Oh, yeah. Every girl in the world
yeah.
has been Cher or something else with a long towel. Oh, yeah.
I got to try that one
Absolutely.
Of these days. Put on a towel and if I could turn back
right.
time. No, I was more of a cape kind of guy with that towel.
Yeah, boys are
you
always
know?
Capes.
I was Batman,
yeah.
I was Superman. That was my favorite
nice.
Inanimate object. 880-9393. What about you? Like, it's not a toy, but what object did you have a whole lot of fun with when
yeah.
you were a kid?
Kiss FM.
Seriously, Maddie? Seriously?
Marnie.
Seriously, when you were a kid, you played with water?
Yes. Yes. Okay. With, out of a water hose in a bucket, running through a sprinkler, in the rain, running through a puddle, in the bathtub. Who didn't love playing with the water in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Splashing and splashing away, right? Water. Water should be in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Of all of the water activities, which was your favorite?
I think running out when it was raining and running through the puddles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because then it was everywhere, right? It was
right.
Just coming out of the sky.
Yes, yes. And how long have you had gills?
Since birth, I believe. Before birth, right?
Marnie, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We just found out that sand is a nominee for the induction into the Toy Hall of Fame. And so we're asking what you played with when you were a kid that wasn't a toy.
Good. Kiss FM.
Let's talk to Vicky about what she played with a lot when she was a kid that wasn't a toy. What would that be for you, Vicky?
My father used to work for an insulation company, and he would at times bring trucks of insulation, so we would climb the rails and jump on top of the insulation, or at times we would go with him to work, so we would climb the piles and just jump on the packages of insulation. It was just fun, and then we would be like all itchy and...
I was going to say.
Yeah, we'd learn the hard way, but, you know, it was fun because we would just climb and jump. My brother and I would be, like, playing tag on top of the piles when we'd go to the work, and then after a while we'd be like, okay, Dad, let's go home because I'm, like, all itchy and all, but it was fun, and we'd be, like, on the truck at home, and we'd be, like, running and jumping and, like, playing pirates or whatever, you know, and at the time it was fun. I mean, it was something different.
Yeah, boy, I'll say. I'll say, man.
We couldn't wait to see what he'd bring home. It's like, okay, so is the truck going to be empty when he got home? Or was he going to, like, bring home insulation? Like, how many piles of or wraps of insulation was he going to bring home just to see how high the truck was going to be?
You know, we're laughing, except that Mike used to run behind the
mosquito
trucks.
Mosquito spray trucks, yeah. Yeah.
No, well, this is the old pink pile, so.
Oh, good, good. So when you stay home during the week and you see those commercials from lawyers about mesothelioma, have you called yet?
No, thank God, not
oh,
yet.
Oh, good,
no.
Good, okay. We're looking out for you, Vicky.
Yes, I have a number on speed dial just in
oh,
case.
Oh, good, right. Good. Thanks for calling, Vicky. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We're asking because the National Toy Hall of Fame just released this year's list of nominees for induction, and one of them is sand.
Yeah.
They've already inducted the steak and the cardboard box, so why not sand?
Hey, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what is the one thing that you played with that's not traditionally a toy, but you played with it all the time when you were a kid?
I played with my mom's sofa cushions.
Oh, yeah.
And her small pillows, mm-hmm. Yes.
And what would you do with those things?
Well, we would make forts, or we would pretend to be camping.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and she would get upset.
I know. My granddaughters do that. They take down all of the throw pillows, all of the cushions off the the couch, and they make forts. It's hilarious.
Yes.
And you walk in and it's you're like, fine. Look, you little monsters, knock it off. Yeah.
Right.
It's true.
Yes.
Amanda, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Man, to have the creativity of a child again,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking toys that aren't toys, you know, because Stan just got nominated to be inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Sand must be so proud of themselves.
Oh, I heard.
Or itself.
I heard Sand already thank God and its mother.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that was really nice of them. Let me ask you.
Arelis,
what did you play with when you were a kid that wasn't a toy?
Arelis,
did we lose you? Did we scare you? Is that not your real name? What's going on, Arelis? Now I got to know that answer first. Were you mesmerized by my sexy voice?
That's what it was.
Is that what it was? Tell me the truth, Arelis.
Yes?
Were you wondering why we added an S to the end of your name? What was it, girl?
I don't know.
All right, fine. Then just tell us about the toy that's not a toy.
I had two. So one of them was when I was little, I would always grab my mom's makeup and I would always be playing with it and putting it on and acting like I was, like, some kind of fashion star.
That's a good one. And then what's the other one?
The other one is every time after it would rain, there would be little frogs by the rock wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go outside and grab little sticks and poke them because they were so squishy.
And you consider that a game?
Wow.
What is wrong with you, at Eddie's?
I don't know. They were so squishy.
They're so squishy, but not anymore after you poke them.
Wow.
Actually, I didn't squeeze them that much, so they're still fine.
Okay.
Oh, so you didn't squeeze them enough to kill them. You just squeezed them enough so that their eyes would pop out.
Oh, my God.
And then they would pop back in.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it could be worse. It could have been like frog baseball or something like that.
And one day, there was a big frog, a really big frog. So I poked it, and it jumped at me.
Good.
And I got scared, and I screamed, and I went inside.
And you've never messed with frogs since?
No, I actually haven't. So.
Well, like, yeah, good.
It cured me.
That's right. Adele's affliction has been cured.
Yeah. The funny thing is that my dog was playing with a frog yesterday. So.
Oh, no.
It's amazing. It's amazing how birds of a feather find each other.
Right,
huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Adelis, thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. You're going to get 5 El Paso Christmas-related questions.
Bonnie sounds terrified.
She does, doesn't she?
I am.
She's wondering what she got herself into.
I've been calling all week.
Okay.
Well, this today or tomorrow would be the day, though, because today it's second row seats, but you got to get through all 5 of these questions, so... Once you miss one, the contest is over.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay,
yes.
So.
Okay, if she wasn't panicked before, she really is now.
Yeah, now I am.
Here's the first question.
Okay, Bonnie, the Junior League of El Paso holds a seasonal event that kicks off the holidays. What is it?
Oh, you're kidding me.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not.
The Junior? Yeah. One more time?
Yeah.
The Junior League of El Paso holds a seasonal event that kicks off the holidays.
Is it the parade?
The parade is incorrect.
Wah, wah, wah.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe tomorrow.
Perhaps, Bonnie, maybe tomorrow will be your day. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'll keep my eyes crossed, too.
And your legs, please.
My legs.
Well,
okay.
Always.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Oh. Yes, that's always good advice.
Yes, yes.
For any day. Just always keep your legs crossed. Kiss FM. A ring replied to our question about what you played with when you were a kid that wasn't a toy. This is based on sand being one of this year's nominees to the National Toy Hall of Fame. And Irene wrote, my mom's high heels.
Oh, okay.
They were our Barbie cars.
Oh, yeah. I remember doing that.
Did you?
Heck yeah, man. And I was not a Barbie player. I wasn't a girl. I wasn't a girly girl. But yeah, I remember doing that at my cousin's house.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah. Though.
I imagine they would also make like good Barbie hammocks.
They did. They made good, they were good beds, stuff like that. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Hit us up on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. Sand is one of this year's National Toy Hall of Fame finalists. What did you play with a lot when you were a kid that wasn't a toy? Kiss FM. Hi, Terry.
Hi, good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I love how freaked out people get when we're like, hey, what's up? They're like, hi.
All right, Terry, 5 questions, all El Paso Christmas related. You have to get all 5 correct in order to win the second row tickets to TSO.
Okay.
Here's your first.
Who's the El Paso light show that won the top prize on ABC's The Great Christmas Light Fight?
The Fred Loya House.
Thank you. Yes, that's 1 down.
That's
4 to go.
That's 1 down. What's the name of the El Paso tradition that tells the story of the way Joseph and Mary found the inn where Jesus was born?
The Posada?
Very
nice,
good.
Nice, nice.
Look at you.
Okay.
Hey, Terry, you seem to be on a roll.
Okay, here's your question number 3. What's the official name of the downtown tree lighting and parade?
The Parade of Lights? And the tree lighting is, it's in San Jacinto, but I don't know.
You were close, but
yeah.
But no. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Darn it, Terry!
Oh, Terry, I'm sorry, honey.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we still have some time. You're welcome to try again.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Terry.
Man, I thought we were going to nail it this time.
I thought so, too.
The first time we've ever had a dog contestant. No. Hi, Penny.
Hi.
Penny.
She's trying to give her answers.
She's trying to give her answers.
Hey, as long as it's right, we'll keep going. All right, so five El Paso-related questions. They all have to do with El Paso Christmas. And if you get them all right, you'll win second row tickets to TSO.
Right.
Here's the first one.
Okay. What's the name of the neighborhood that's always been known for Christmas lights?
Yeah, it's like the original one,
yeah.
Huh?
Like Eastwood area?
Eastwood area is not really an
answer. No, because it's a specific neighborhood.
It's a specific, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a specific.
I knew it.
It's a hood, is it?
I knew it.
Oh, darn it.
Okay, Penny.
Okay.
Knock, 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 Penny.
Thanks, Penny.
Knock, 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 Penny.
All right, thank you.
Next time, Penny. Okay, then that brings us to you, Cynthia. Five El Paso Christmas-related questions. You have to get them all correct in order to win the tickets. Here's your first one.
Okay, Cynthia. Let me see here. El Pasoans unwrap this food at Christmas, but it's not a present.
Tamales.
Nice.
Very good.
Okay.
That was a really well-worded racist question.
It was not.
I know.
Okay, what are the candles in bags called that people put around their houses? You know this one. Come on. What are the candles in bags are called that people put around their houses?
Okay, you have 5 seconds.
Prismal candle bag lights.
Meh. Bag lights.
Bag lights.
Luminarias. Luminarias.
It's a little too late, Cynthia.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, no.
Darn it.
No. Thank you, though.
Thanks, Cynthia. Oh, man.
Bye.
I mean, these are big-time tickets.
You got to get it right the first time. Yeah.
We can't give you the second chance.
No, we can't. Well, we did.
I mean, you know, we'll answer the question.
And then.
But
and
not
then.
A second chance on the answer.
Okay, all right. Kiss FM. Hi, Yvette.
Hi.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, let's hope. I'm hoping that you're very familiar with El Paso Christmas traditions.
I hope so.
I don't know if you heard, but it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas week on the show. Have you heard?
Yes, you're making me feel that way.
Oh, good, good. It's, you know, it's our goal. It's such a horrible time in this world that we need some Christmas in our life.
We need some happiness.
Yes, Christmas is always happy, I think.
And we also need to give away these second row TSO tickets.
And I hope to help you out with that.
Good. We're in agreement then.
Right?
Yes.
Here's your first of 5 questions.
Okay. The Junior League of El Paso holds a seasonal event that kicks off the holidays. What is it?
A Christmas fair?
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the official name of the downtown tree lighting and parade?
Celebration of Lights.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the name of the El Paso tradition that tells the story of the way Joseph and Mary found the inn where Jesus was born?
Posadas.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Which organization puts the annual Luminaria display on Scenic Drive events?
La Fe.
Oh, look at you, girl.
Woo!
Oh, my gosh. You are one correct answer away.
One away. Oh, my God. You guys are, like, making me so freaking nervous. Sorry.
Okay.
That mouth.
Wow, girl.
I've been trying all week. I'm so sorry. And my daughter is, like, begging me to take her.
Okay.
Okay, here's the last one.
Okay.
El Pasoans unwrap this food at Christmas, but it's not a present.
Tamales.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, my God! Are you kidding?
You did it!
Yes! You
Dang.
Have no idea.
Nice job, Yvette.
Thank you.
Now your daughter will love you.
Oh, my gosh. She will be... Over the moon.
Even though you do have a slight potty mouth, but that's okay.
I am so sorry.
That's okay. We're not judging, girl. I have a potty mouth, too. You're one of my people, man.
What kind of pressure were you getting from your daughter, Yvette?
You know what? I've won tickets with you before, and she wanted me to win more tickets.
Uh-huh.
And we've been wanting to go to TSO for a while. She's 10 years old. We actually met... She met Trisha when we were leaving out of It's a Wonderful Life last year. She was so excited.
I don't know if you remember her.
Yes.
I do. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
How about that? Would you be willing to give your ticket up so that Trisha could go with your daughter?
No.
She doesn't like her that much.
That much, right?
I think she still likes me a little bit more.
Yeah, okay. Well, now that you've won the tickets, of course she
exactly,
does.
Exactly.
Of course.
Okay. Yvette, congratulations. Thank you for listening.
Hold
and
on.
Above all, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Kiss
FM. Al Petrelli. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. There we go. I felt like I was leaving a word out. But no, okay. So he's the lead guitarist, and he's an original member, and he's going to call us like he does every time TSO comes to town. So we're about 10 minutes away from that happening. In the meantime, let me read to you some of the replies from the Mike and Tricia Facebook page.
Oh, good.
We asked about the toy that you used to play with a lot when you were a kid that wasn't a toy. And this is based on the National Toy Hall of Fame nominating sand as one of the inductees this
year.
It
just sounds so ridiculous.
I know, it does. It does. They've done this kind of stuff before, though. They've already inducted the Steak.
The Steak?
The cardboard box right. has also already been inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. And I forget what else in a similar vein. Oh, the ball. Oh,
didn't they induct string?
I don't know if it got inducted, but I know it's been nominated before.
It's been nominated,
before. Yeah. So anyway, we asked, you know, people to tell us about, you know, objects that aren't necessarily toys. And here are a few of my favorite replies. Flor mentioned that they used to play with the sun and the clouds. And I was like, okay. Please do explain. Because originally she didn't. But look at how creative they were. Well, we would pick a shade and we would wait for the clouds to cover up the sun. And we had to run and pick a new shade spot before the sun would shine through the clouds.
Oh, how fun!
Rule was you could not keep the same shade spot. You had to move. And two people could not be in the same shade area. And then she goes on to explain the rules of this fun game.
That is so cool.
You know, next time that you have your nieces.
Yeah.
And you're tired. And you just want to chill. You need to play this game with them.
That's great.
I love that. And then the other one that I teased, Francisco, who wrote that his brother and he used to play with slow-moving trains.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He writes, "We lived on Knox Street off of Railroad. The train passes by slow enough to climb sometimes. We would ride it, jump off, run back, and do it again, again, and again. Good times, man. Good times."
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
I love some of this creativity.
Carol said they used to play in the mustard fields, and they would get them down, and they would smash down all the plants and make paths and rooms and cities. And then in the apple orchard, they used to use rotten apples for bombs. That is so great.
Hey, Squincy replied. Squincy says she used to play with roly-polies.
Yeah.
We used to collect them just because. I don't think I ever ate one, though.
Thank God.
Squincy. Jeez, you've girl. Never lied to us before. I know, why right? would you lie about this? And secondly, why did you not reply that you used to tiptoe through the tulips?
I know. Come on, girl.
Like you always do. Quincy's starting to get serious on us.
She's trying to shake it up a little bit. Yeah, but roly-poly bugs, those were fun.
They were fun.
You know
what?
I don't see roly-poly bugs anymore.
No. Probably,
I really don't.
Well, I don't either, but then again, we don't have a dirt floor anymore, so I'm good. you know. My dad didn't go to school, okay? And Victor writes that they used to play with mud. They used to pretend to make ceramic bowls.
Oh, that's neat. That's super cool.
Well, at least you didn't eat mud.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure of this. I'm pretty sure my wife, Patricia, told me that she once had to get shots because she ate some of that stuff. And you can catch stuff from that stuff.
Well, it's dirty.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's all kinds of, like, you know, bacteria and stuff in there.
But I forget what it was. It was something specific. I can't remember now. But yeah. So it's a good thing that they just made them into bowls and didn't make them into, like, little cakes that they thought they could eat.
Yeah, they could try to eat them.
But yeah.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. Anyway, the Mike and Tricia Facebook page, if you'd like to tell us about the toy that wasn't a toy that you played with a lot when you were a kid. Kiss FM. Original band member, lead guitarist, friend of the show, or at least we like to consider him friend of the show.
And Christmas legend.
Al Petrelli.
Woo-hoo!
I like Friend of the Show better than Christmas Legend. I feel like Santa Claus all of a sudden.
Well, you are Santa Claus because whenever we start talking about TSO, that is the official start of the holiday season.
Thank you so much. First of all, thank you for having me this morning. It's good to hear both of your voices. And I mean, tradition's about to write another chapter. Here we go.
As a matter of fact, Al, your band was the inspiration for this whole week of shows that we've done.
Really?
Because tickets to the show, to the El Paso show, go on sale this week. We decided to deem this week. Here, let me play this for you. You ready, Tricia?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We've decided to deem this week.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas
week. And so we've been doing a whole bunch of Christmas stuff all week.
Yeah, and it's all because of you guys.
Isn't it crazy? It's like the second week of September and we're all talking about Christmas.
Yes. I know. Yeah. I know.
You are an inspiration to us all, Al.
Oh, okay. That's enough.
As a matter of fact, today we were talking about things that you used to play with when you were a kid. That wasn't a toy, but you used him as a toy because the National Toy Hall of Fame has decided that sand is going to be possibly maybe one of this year's inductees.
Really?
And so we're curious. You're from Jersey, right?
Long Island.
Long Island. Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, not from Jersey.
I know. Yeah. I met a guy this weekend from Jersey, and he doesn't like you to confuse none of those things.
No, we're pretty protective of where we grew up, especially if you're anywhere near the five boroughs.
Yes. Exactly. So my apologies. Do you remember playing with anything as a kid that, you know, wasn't a toy, but you used to play with it like it was a toy?
Yeah, my mother's pots and pans. I'd set them up on the kitchen floor and make believe they were drums.
Hello, that's what I used to do too.
That's what she said.
Oh. Well, you know, you're talking about 1964. We didn't have many options back then either. So, you know, you had to be a bit creative.
Yeah.
As soon as you were talking about that and the sand, I was like, what? Oh, yeah, my mother used to scream because I would dent all her whatever brand pots they were with. And I'd break all the wooden spoons thinking I was Ringo from the Beatles.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many wooden spoons I broke. Yeah.
And you know how many wooden spoons my mother broke over my head as I was a teenager?
How did you not become a drummer then? How did you, you know, end up picking up the guitar?
You know, I remember around that in 64 when the Beatles played Ed Sullivan. I was in, you know, the living room or wherever, and I remember the story my mom will tell is that I watched it, and my grandfather had an old beat-up acoustic guitar in the corner, and I was watching Paul McCartney and John Lennon and them doing their thing. I would just run over to the guitar and kind of strum it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the love affair started 53 years ago. I've always loved all instruments and all styles of music, but something about the guitar just caught my attention, and it's never let go of me.
Yeah, and the chicks, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, that was the other thing. When you played the junior high talent show, you realized that cheerleaders liked lead guitar players better than quarterbacks.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah.
And way, way more than drummers.
Well, yeah, because the drummers are way in the back of the band. You know?
Exactly.
Now, what I was telling Tricia earlier this morning, one of the favorite things that I like to hear from you is the number of 18-wheelers this year's tour needs. What are you up to these days?
Well, last year, I thought the count was 18 tractor-trailers.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest with you, I won't have an exact count until I get to production rehearsals next month.
Yeah.
But, I mean, historically, every year it's always been at least one or two more because we just keep bringing more and more stuff. The production has gotten bigger and bigger. You know, and listen, you know, you guys and I, we've been chatting about this for years, and I've always told you, well, this year's show is bigger than last year's show, and I've never lied, correct?
Nope, you never lied.
So this year I can go on record saying it's bigger and crazier than it was last year. I mean, the centerpiece is the story, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, which is Paul O'Neill's timeless tale. But, you know, it's just surrounded with more special effects, more pyro, more lasers, because we never want to repeat ourselves. El Paso, the state of Texas is like a second home to us, and El Paso, that community has just embraced us for so many years that we never want to come in there and repeat ourselves. I mean, it would break all of our hearts if anybody walked out of the Don Haskins Center and said, it was okay.
Oh, no. Nobody's ever going to say that. I'll tell
you
what.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, with Paul's guidance, with his family's helming the ship now, it'll never go backwards. It'll continue to move forward in the trajectory that we've established, you know, in the last 18 years of touring.
Yeah, so what are you thinking? No less than 18, maybe 20 or more?
I'm hoping. I mean, you have to see our gas bill at the end of the week. Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet. I bet. And let's talk about Paul. God rest Paul's soul.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
How are you guys paying some kind of tribute to Paul this tour?
I think the whole show, you know, is the tribute to Paul. I don't know that like one paragraph, one moment of silence could even, you know, be enough. I mean, everything that, you know, the folks in El Paso will listen to, they'll hear and see, mm-hmm. is Paul's creation. You know, this is, you know, one of Paul's children. You know, he and his family have been at the helm of this from the jump. To nickel dime it and say, like, we're going to dedicate a song? No, mm-hmm. not at all. So I think the whole show is a tribute to the man's genius and to the man's legacy.
Yeah.
I think that it's an understood conversation, albeit a silent conversation with, you know, the folks on stage and the folks in the audience,
right.
of the heartbreak, you know, that'll never go away, you know. But I think it's safe to assume that, like, when the house lights go down and the stage lights go up, you know, that is Paul's vision coming to life every time the band plays a show.
You know, when I heard that he had passed away, I felt just devastated for you guys, and especially for you, Al, because we've gotten to know you so well. But all I could think was, you know, I mean, you guys... Really, you know, we were joking about you being Christmas legends. You really are. I mean, your music and your shows and everything, they're going to live in so many generations of people because you guys are just Christmas.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I guess, isn't that the true definition of heaven? I mean, getting away from the biblical definition.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if you live forever in somebody's heart and, like, you know, 3, 4, 5 generations later, they're still celebrating your life and your work. Well, that's heaven. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
And honestly, I don't think silence is how Paul would like to be remembered.
I don't think so
either. Oh my God! No,
I think he would like it as loud as possible.
Absolutely.
Fog it, light it, blow it up.
Yes, exactly.
So that must be your all's production meetings, right?
those are the things I think we'll all miss. I mean, you know, his wife and his daughter. I couldn't imagine how they feel missing their husband and their father. But for the rest of us, you know, our mentor, our boss, our best friend, our big brother, you know, and certainly the twitch in my right eye for 23 years, yeah. it was a better planet with him on it. But we will carry on, again, with his family leading the charge. We're going to just carry on his legacy. And, you know, you guys have spoken to Paul in the past. Mm-hmm. He always spoke about Walt Disney, you know, how Disney, you know, carried on even after Walt's passing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul wanted us to live 100 years after we left this planet.
Yeah.
The thing is, none of us really wanted that clock to start ticking this year.
Right.
I think your next tour should be called that. Fog it, light it, blow it up.
Blow it up.
Christmas.
Yeah, maybe. We might scare away a couple of the newbies. So, you know, the repeat offenders are used to it. They're like, okay, this is going to be crazy for 2 hours and 20 minutes. But, you know, some of the new people who have never seen us, they still, every so often somebody says, so you guys are like a Russian orchestra, right? I'm like, oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Come in the building.
That whole Siberian thing,
right,
I guess.
Right, right. I have a friend who goes every year that you guys come, and she's like, I don't ever go to a TSO show without my sunglasses. And she's
absolutely.
Like, you really, she goes, because sometimes it gets really so blinding, you need that kind of like filter a little bit so that you can really see like each little detail,
right.
you know, and
yeah.
there's so many of them.
So
you're
so,
right, there's so many details.
Speaking of, let's pretend that someone listening has never been to a TSO concert. What can they expect of this one?
Wow. Okay. Well, the centerpiece of the show is Paul O'Neill's rock opera called The Ghost of Christmas Eve. Now, if you're a fan of classical music, if you're a fan of heavy metal, and if you're a fan of everything in between those two genres, you know, musically, there's something that you will definitely enjoy, you know, not to mention all of it, but at least you'll recognize certain things that, you know, you're okay with. Visually, it is the biggest rock and roll show on the planet. I mean, like we just chatted about earlier, you know, we have tons and tons of gear in those 18 or so tractor trailers, you know, pyro, moving trusses, lasers, video screens. I mean, the front row is the front row until the last row in the arena becomes the front row, depending on what kind of special effect is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So visually and musically, it's something for everybody from ages 1 to 91. You know, this. Yeah, you guys know. I mean, you'll see those ages represented in the audience at both shows.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but most importantly, at the center of all this chaos is this beautifully written Frank Capra-esque tale of a young girl who's a runaway who's lost on Christmas Eve, who takes shelter in an old abandoned movie theater. You know, and she doesn't remember why she ran away from home. She didn't remember what the fight was about. Her parents don't recall. They just want their baby home. And, you know, the story circuitously takes us through this journey where she does find a way home, because Paul's stories have happy endings. But what I never knew about it, and I didn't realize as we were writing it and performing it, everybody in the audience related to the story, and they just basically inserted their name and situation into Paul's words.
Mm-hmm.
And the story became about them, because everybody misses somebody at Christmas.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? It could be your children, it could be your parents, it could be whomever. For whatever the reason, everybody misses somebody.
Right.
And everybody took the story to heart and kind of held on to it like Paul wrote it for them. And that, I think, is like the true genius behind him and his story.
Yeah, because everybody wants to come home for Christmas.
Everybody does. I mean, I have five children. You know, two of them are in the armed forces. One of them is a traveling musician, and my two daughters who are home with my wife. I'm going to miss all of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the holidays.
And here's here's a little known fact. Every time something explodes on stage, an angel gets its wings.
I'm going to quote you on that for the rest of my life. That is absolutely brilliant.
It's true.
Talk about taking that line of a movie and twisting it upside down. That is brilliant. Thank you. I will make sure that you're giving credit every time that I say that.
Nice.
Thank you, Al. And as always...
Mike, that's perfect, baby. That just made my morning. Thank you so very much.
And thank you for your time again. It's always a pleasure speaking with
you,
Al.
You're amazing, Al.
So, you guys, listen, we have 2 days off in El Paso before the show. I can't wait to get down there just to put my feet up and exhale. And we're looking forward to 2 incredible shows again this year. So thank you both for everything. All
Absolutely.
My love.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
We're
sweetheart.
Looking forward to seeing you as well, Al. Drop by if you get a chance.
Will do. Absolutely. I promise.
Bring your guitar and the hot chicks you travel with.
Nope, just the guitar. My wife carries a large caliber weapon. Thank you very much.
Bye, Al. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Al.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.